Councillor Glenn Milne. Very good morning to you, Milne.
Good morning, Matt, man.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us. Great to see our region showcased on a national TV show yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Didn't everybody do a great job, too? And doesn't our region look sensational? Oh, this is the best place in the world to live. And, you know, you look at those shops they took of the river, and then you look at the people and what we've got and the wonderful surroundings. Where else would you want to live?
Exactly right. Credit to all the people that appeared on the show. Credit to all the people that submitted entries and emails and that sort of thing, saying, hey, Sunrise, make sure the letter M's all about Mildura. And they certainly did that yesterday. It was fantastic to see on a national scale. Now, funding for Riverfront and also motorsport, rail, Mildura South, I mean, you need some further funding from the government, do you?
Yeah, look, we've got our $5 million or $5.5 million for the Riverfront. Mark Jepp announced that the other day. Look, that's fantastic because that Riverfront's magnificent. I was down there with the grandkids the other night having tea. We took them down. Plenty of space. They can roll up and down the hills on the grass. And it's just magnificent. So that'll continue that work. But, of course, we still need the money, particularly for the rail. That's the biggest ticket item we've got on that list. You know, that's really important to everybody. It's going to be important for the farmers this year. And, you know, it'd be good to get some money for the motorsport project, wouldn't it? Like, we need something to bring a whole lot of visitors to the community that don't need a big crowd to watch. And motorsport would do that. So there's plenty of things out there for the government to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And once they've spent this money, I don't think there'll be much coming for a long time. So
we've got to
make sure we get our share.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there'd be a few regional areas putting their hand out for the government at the moment. June the 1st is a special date, and I'm looking forward to it in particular. Cafes, restaurants and pubs allowing restaurants to open and cafes. Our patrons up to 20 people, and obviously there's strict conditions and rules that apply to that, but I'm looking forward to it, mate.
Oh, I knew you would be, Matt. I know you're a man that likes to sit out there and say hello to everybody and, you know, have your cup of coffee as well as go out for dinner.
Yeah.
But you know, being able to have a coffee and be in the street for people to see me and to walk up and say hello and ask questions and all the rest of it, it's where you get your information from. It's how you connect with the people, and you'd know that. It'll be great to get back having our coffees and being able to sit and have a chat. And, you know, I feel like we're human again, so really looking forward to that one. Although, you know, there's restrictions on it, understand that, but that'll be great, won't it?
It certainly will be. And one final thing, was the other thing you wanted to mention?
Yeah, look, we've got an Asian disability program here called Planned Activity Group Program. For people over 65, it's a one-on-one exercise program. So if you want to get on the council website and have a look at that, it's about keeping elderly people. Geez, I'm nearly in that. It's over 65. I'm not far away. It's a one-on-one program where a worker will come around and work with you. So people that are really socially isolated, they can have someone come around and talk to them, but also run through an exercise program for them and, you know, keep them fit and healthy. And we'll look after everybody through this thing. And council is out there doing some exceptional work. So look this one up and or phone the council offices on 5018 8234 and ask for aged and disability services and they'll look after you.
Terrific. Milne, always good to catch up. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll catch up again next week. Councillor Glenn Milne, Triple M.